The man thought to be the 20th hijacker in the September 11th terrorist attacks let his attorney enter a plea of not guilty today in a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Zakaria Moussaoui is charged with conspiring with Osama bin Laden and others to kill thousands of people. Although Moussaoui was in a U.S. jail the day the attacks took place, prosecutors hope to build their case on similarities between Moussaoui's activities and those of the hijackers, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
It was Zakaria Moussaoui's poor performance in flight school that first aroused suspicion, performance so poor that his instructors in Minneapolis called the FBI and said they worried that he wanted to use a Boeing jet, not to fly passengers, but to crash it. The FBI could not get a warrant to search his computer, so in August, agents arrested him on immigration violations. On September 11th, Moussaoui was sitting in jail. Victoria Tunsing, a former federal prosecutor and deputy attorney general, says the government's case is built not so much on direct connections to the attack, but on echoes. His actions so closely paralleled those of the hijackers that a jury can infer he must have been one of them.
If there were only one or two things that hooked up Moussaoui with the hijackers, it might not mean a whole lot, but there is a long list of things that are similar.
For example, some of the September 11th hijackers took flight lessons, just as Moussaoui did. Like the alleged ringleader, Mohammed Atta, Moussaoui was interested in crop dusters and handheld global positioning systems. Like Atta, he received money from a suspected al-Qaeda operative, and Moussaoui made phone calls to Atta's roommate in Hamburg. Again, Victoria Tunsing.
As you see the evidence, this kind of evidence mount, that's what's going to make this prosecution.
Rob Precht, who represented one of the defendants in the first World Trade Center bombing case in the 1990s, agrees there are a lot of parallels. But he says to win a conspiracy case, the prosecutor must prove two things beyond a reasonable doubt. First, that Moussaoui knew the objectives of the terrorists. And second, that he took concrete action to put the plan into effect. Precht believes that proving Moussaoui knew the plans could be difficult for the government.
So far, I have not seen other evidence indicating that Moussaoui had any particular knowledge of when the suicide bombing would occur or how it would occur or who actually would be involved in it. And that's going to be a problem for the government.
Precht says the government case is complicated by a videotape of Osama bin Laden released last month. In that tape, bin Laden told a visitor that some of the hijackers didn't know the plan until just before they boarded the planes. Jonathan Turley, a law professor at George Washington University, says proving that Moussaoui took steps to activate the plot won't be so simple either.
What the government really would like in a case like Moussaoui is some affirmative step that links Moussaoui to these acts, an attempt to get on these airplanes, a direct contact with one of the hijackers, not just a call to an apartment.
Turley says this case is likely to be a template for future prosecutions of suspected members of al-Qaeda.
The structure of the al-Qaeda organization is a federal prosecutor's nightmare. Even the terrorists themselves often have only limited information and limited contact with one another. So the Moussaoui case will be an interesting test case for the prosecutors as they try to see the difficulties in bringing al-Qaeda members to justice.
That's not to say the case against Moussaoui is a long shot, far from it. The government can build a purely circumstantial case and let the jury infer his participation in the conspiracy. Moreover, defense attorneys say if any jury is likely to do that, it's one drawn from the Eastern District of Virginia, where a large percentage of jurors work for the Pentagon, one of the targets on September 11th, as well as other federal agencies. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.